call the December 2nd, 2014 Sussex County Council meeting to order. Hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving. I had plenty of turkey to eat. In my case, too much turkey to eat. The agenda approval, Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Good morning, members of council. At this point, we have no recommended amendments to the agenda.
Entertained a motion to approve the agenda.
Yes, got it.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver, second. Mr. Wilson, any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver. Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. We had the minutes of November 18th. Any corrections, questions on those minutes? Hearing none, they'll stand approved. Correspondence, Mr. Moore.
Yes, Mr. President. We have one letter, The Way Home, Inc. Thanks, Council, very much for the award of the Human Services Grant, signed by Barbara Del Mastro, and that's the only letter.
Any correspondence from Council? Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. First item of business is a proclamation.
Sorry about that. We're doing best we can.
First item of business is a proclamation honoring the Seaford Young Marines Red Ribbon Campaign. A proclamation I'm going to read, and I believe we're joined by Sean and Lisa Morrison, who will receive the proclamation. Proclamation recognizing the Red Ribbon Campaign of the Young Marines of the Marine Corps League. Whereas the Sussex County Council wishes to recognize organizations and individuals for their contributions to the betterment of the community, and the Seaford Young Marines is the only Young Marine unit in Sussex County. Seaford Young Marines is trying to get the word out to children and parents across our area about the dangers of drugs. Communities across America have been plagued by the numerous problems associated with illicit drug use and those that traffic in them. There is hope in winning the war on drugs, and that hope lies in education and drug demand reduction, coupled with hard work and determination of organizations such as the Young Marines of the Marine Corps League to foster a healthy, drug-free lifestyle. Governments and community leaders know that citizen support is one of the most effective tools in the effort to reduce the use of drugs in our communities. The Red Ribbon has been chosen as a symbol commemorating the work of Enrique Kiki Camarado, a Drug Enforcement Administration special agent who was murdered in the line of duty, and represents the belief that one person can make a difference. The Red Ribbon Campaign was established by Congress in 1988 to encourage a drug-free lifestyle and involvement in drug prevention and reduction efforts. Red Ribbon Week, which is observed in October of each year, encourages Americans to wear a red ribbon to show their support for a drug-free environment. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Sussex County Council commends the Seaford Young Marines for promoting drug demand reduction awareness throughout the year and encourages all Sussex Countyans to wear a red ribbon in support of a drug-free environment. Signed, Michael H. Vincent, President, Sussex County Council. Congratulations. Next item of business is recognizing the employee of the fourth quarter. I have a tribute, and I will read today's description. Sussex County Government's winner of the employee of the fourth quarter is Richard King. Richard works for our security department and has served the county for more than 20 years. Richard was nominated by his coworker, Bryce Ingram, for being a loyal employee to the county. Bryce stated in his nomination letter, Richard welcomes coworkers and visitors alike with a witty laugh and a kind grin while sitting at the front desk. He is usually the first person who citizens meet on their visit. He makes sure that their business needs are met by directing them to the departments where they need to go while also responding to their safety concerns. During a recent medical event that took place within the council chambers involving a member of the public, Richard responded tremendously along with his coworkers to help ensure arrival of prompt aid and maintaining control of the scene. Richard also is the president of the Employee Benefits Committee and works hard to ensure the employees enjoy their activities. I have a tribute to read. Be it hereby known to all that the Sussex County Council commends Richard King, Sussex County Employee of the Fourth Quarter, 2014. Sussex County Council extends its thanks and congratulates and directs this tribute to be presented to Richard King on the second day of December, 2014. Signed, Michael H. Vincent, President. Congratulations, Richard.
He's got to have something to say.
Clock back for you. You can get my picture put there if you want to.
Okay, I will.
We got to get a speech out of him.
In the barn. Keep the mics out there.
Hey, Richard.
Richard, congratulations. Thank you very much for all you do.
We need a little speech. How do you feel about this?
I'll say thank you to Bryce and for putting the letter in, and thanks for everyone who voted. I appreciate it. Thank you.
You did a good job.
Congratulations, Richard. Thank you.
Good job.
Now get back to work, please.
George, you're tough.
He's had enough time off. Get back to work.
Next item of business is the Sussex County 2015 holiday schedule. Procedural matter here. As in years past, we will adopt the holiday schedule for the county observation. Just as in years past, we have 11 days of county observance for holidays. That list was within your packet. It also includes the two floating holidays to eligible employees per calendar year in accordance with the holiday policy. Unless you have any questions, I have a motion for your consideration.
A question of council? Question of you, Mr. Lang, are you okay with that, the schedule like it is? Okay. Read the motion, please.
Be it moved, the Sussex County Council adopts the 2015 county holiday schedule as presented.
Entertain a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver. Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions on a motion?
I'm sorry, my computer is not functioning properly. Can you read those holidays straight down the line?
Yes, sir.
There you go, right there.
New Year's Day, Martin Luther King Jr. Day, Good Friday, Memorial Day, Independence Day, Labor Day, Veterans Day, Thanksgiving Day, day after Thanksgiving, 2 days for Christmas.
Thank you.
Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I'll vote yes, motion carried.
Thank you. Next item of business is the wastewater agreement number 1016 Dozer LLC Miller Creek Sanitary Sewer District. Since we only have one wastewater agreement this week, I will introduce and read this. This is in regards to Sussex County Project 81-04 Dozer LLC agreement number 1016, located at north of Double Bridges Road, approximately 1,400 feet east of Parker House Road, within the Miller Creek Sanitary Sewer District. System connection charges are $27,500. It was approved by the Sussex County Engineering Department September 10th, 2014. There are 42 days of construction, $9,750 for construction admin, and a $65,000 proposed construction cost. Unless you have any questions about this agreement, I have a motion for your consideration.
Read your motion, please.
Be it moved that based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department for Sussex County Project Number 81-04, Agreement Number 1016, the Sussex County Council execute a construction, administration, and construction inspection agreement between Sussex County Council and Dozer LLC for wastewater facilities to be constructed in Dozer LLC located in the Miller Creek Sanitary Sewer District.
Pleasure, Council.
We don't know who Dozer LLC is, do we?
Developer is Mr. Harold Dukes, Dozer LLC, 30 East Pine Street, Georgetown, Delaware.
I'll make the motion.
Motion, Mr. Phillips, second, Mrs. Deaver. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried.
Thank you.
Next, sir.
Next item of business, I'm going to couple number 5 and number 6 together. Further consideration of conditional use number 1992, filed on behalf of W. Ralph Brumley, and further consideration of conditional use number 1994, filed on behalf of Robert Wilkerson. Bear with me. I'm going to read some information since this is a matter of first impression for this administrator and perhaps for members of this council. Contained in your packet this was information concerning both of these conditional use applications. Recall on October 7, 2014, council voted to deny conditional use 1992 for the failure to appear by the applicant. And on October 14, 2014, council voted to deny conditional use 1994 for the failure to appear by the applicant. County code is very clear and gives no option to the council when an applicant does not appear during the public hearing process. County code section 115-216F states, and I'll paraphrase, a failure to appear, if a applicant fails to appear, it shall not be reconsidered, an application shall not be reconsidered sooner than 1 year after the previous failure to appear or failure to withdraw. Subsequent to both of those respective hearings, I learned of some extenuating circumstances involving each of these applications. In the case of conditional use 1992, Mr. Brumbly had contacted the county's planning and zoning office and was provided inaccurate information that caused him to miss the public hearing. In the case of conditional use 1994, the original hearing was rescheduled, and the yard sign placed on the applicant's property was not updated. After considering these circumstances and discussing the matter with county attorneys, out of an abundance of caution and in fairness to the applicants, it is my recommendation that the council rescind the previous vote denying each of the respected applications. In light of this information, I asked our legal team to review the council's rules and Mason's manual, which governs the process for county council, to provide a recommendation to reconsider the applications. In summary, our attorneys agree that a motion to rescind the votes is appropriate in this case. Motions to rescind are applied to actions which have taken place and are already in effect. An outline to how this should work. A motion to rescind can only be made as long as no vested rights have arisen from the original motion. The motion may be made at a subsequent meeting. The motion can be made by any member. The motion to rescind will be made and seconded. It is recommended that a reason for the motion be given. Once the motion is made and seconded, it should be voted on. It only requires a majority vote, 3 members of council. If the motion to rescind is passed, the matter can be reopened. In other words, the prior denial is vacated. In these cases of a matter previously denied due to an applicant's failure to appear, the public hearing before county council will be rescheduled for a later date. The application will be re-advertised. Notices will be mailed to property owners within 200 feet, as we do for all public hearings. Please note, our attorneys believe that motions to rescind should only be used in very limited situations such as this. You may notice on the agenda after these two considerations, there is a discussion and possible introduction of a proposed ordinance to amend the county code relating to this matter to give the county council and the Planning and Zoning Commission a level of discretion in these cases whereby we won't deny an applicant for failure to appear and then not allowing them to come in for a year and have their application brought forth in front of council.
You need a motion to rescind?
I have a motion. It's a very specific motion for your consideration. We'll do both motions separately.
So if we're setting a precedent, you know, for the future, it's basically when the county makes a mistake, we will rescind and revisit them, right? So that's the precedent we're setting here today?
I don't want to say we're setting a precedent because our attorneys, I believe this should be utilized very limitedly. And hopefully, with the amendment to the county code, we will be able to have a level of discretion that if someone fails to appear, you do not have to deny that applicant immediately. And we can have them petition to come back, and within a week or so, they can have their application heard. It's not an automatic denial as the county code provides right now. So I think this will be a very limited case where we actually use a motion to rescind.
Yeah, we don't get very many of them, but I'm just concerned that if we start seeing, you know, periodically somebody miss one and they go, well, I'll just rescind. And, you know, the reasons could be all over the map. What I'm just trying to say, if we keep focused on when the county makes mistakes in the process we go through, we should obviously reconsider them, but that should be the only reason.
Yeah. Agreed.
But now, suppose that person's on the way here to the hearing and has an accident.
There you go.
And can't get here.
Okay, well, that could be, that wouldn't be a county mistake. That's true.
But I was thinking because we had an accident with them.
All right,
but whatever.
But that portion that Mr. Vincent just mentioned is taken care of by the proposed new ordinance if it's introduced in hearings. That would be for any reason beyond an applicant's control, and then they would have to prove that that was, in fact, beyond their control, for example, an accident that occurred.
Sure. All right.
I think my neighbors would like to hear this case.
If you have a motion, sir.
Okay, thank you, sir. So I'm going to read the first motion. We'll do these separately. Be it moved, the Sussex County Council rescinds the vote of denial made on October 7, 2014 for conditional use number 1992 filed on behalf of W. Ralph Brumbly because the county provided inaccurate information to the applicant that caused him to miss the public hearing.
I'll make that motion.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver.
Second.
Second, Mr. Phillips. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes, it seems only fair.
Oh, right. Yes. Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you. The second motion, be it moved, the Sussex County Council rescinds the vote of denial made on October 14, 2014 for conditional use number 1994 filed on behalf of Robert Wilkerson because the county failed to update the new hearing date listed on the notice posted on the applicant's property, causing him to miss the public hearing.
No question.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver. Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Cole.
Yes.
Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you very much. And then moving to the aforementioned ordinance proposal, our attorneys have developed an ordinance that would...
Your question before you get into that ordinance?
Yes, ma'am.
I think my neighbor, there was a lot of upset about the second application in the neighborhood, and I want to make it clear what we have done. We have rescinded the denial. We expect to hear this case again.
Correct.
And when exactly are you saying that's coming up?
Correct. Good. Thank you for that. We rescinded the vote for denial, which allows us to hear the public, have the public hearing on the county council's level in the future. I would expect that they will be heard in the beginning of 2015.
Uh-huh.
We will advertise in the newspaper. We will post the new yellow signs in the property, on the property, and we will send our notifications to the residents within 200 feet of the property. So it's as though the public hearing on the county council's level had it not taken place. And then you will be afforded the opportunity to have the applicant and folks in favor and against have their public hearing in front of you.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Phillips.
Will the applicant be charged anything in light of the additional work that staff will have to put into this, the cost of the remailing?
No. These two cases, because of the counties.
No, I understand. How about in the ordinance that you have? Is there any mention of that?
There is no mention, simply because it's not something we actually had considered.
That's fine. Yeah. It's something we can consider later.
Sure.
When
we can consider that. Like I said, we do have a proposed ordinance prepared.
Mm-hmm.
And again, the burden is on the applicant to come in to petition the council or the planning and zoning, as the case may be. And as part of that petition, the burden is on them to prove that it was, in fact, beyond their control, that whether it's an accident, error on the county's fault or whatever. But the burden is on them at that point, and the council at that point would vote on it.
Okay.
And they will have been notified by mail of the status that they need to do that. Is that correct? You know, sometimes people miss hearings and whatnot because they don't get the mail or they, you know, don't understand it. I just want to make sure what kind of a notice would go out to that applicant once the denial's been rescinded. Next step is we send something to them. And how do we do that? Certified mail or what?
So, yes, to answer your question, we use certified mail to notify the applicant.
Mm-hmm.
We use letters to notify the residents around the property. In the case of the current two applications, I've been in contact by Mr. Brumbly, and he specifically has requested the county to reconsider because he was providing information.
Right.
He was ready to show up, and he didn't show up. So he'll be aware of our decision today.
Sure.
We'll also notify Mr. Wilkerson or the applicant Wilkerson, notifying them of the public hearing. Once the public hearing date is established by planning and zoning, we'll go through the normal public hearing process notification, which is the advertisement, the posting of the sign on the property, and the mailing.
And he will receive what?
Both applicants will receive a certified letter notifying them.
Oh, you will. Okay, that's what I'm looking for. Thank you.
There will be a public hearing. I'd like to say January, but January or February.
Thank you.
Mike, one quick thing.
Mr. Cole.
On the mistake that was made in the Brumley case, mm-hmm. that's been fixed. I mean, that was a... Was it in writing? Was it a
no,
verbal
it,
thing?
It,
I mean, is it?
It was a communication error. When Mr. Brumley, my understanding, contacted the Planning and Zoning Office, he said, I have a hearing tonight. What time do I need to appear? Well, this was on a Tuesday. And the Monday before, the night before, was a Board of Adjustment meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And the staff person that heard, I have a hearing tonight, assumed he was a day late and he missed his Monday night Board of Adjustment hearing.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, for whatever reason, did not ask the person their name, the application number, didn't look on the schedule to see. They just assumed when they heard it on the phone that it was a person that was supposed to appear the night before.
And we did have an employee admit to making that mistake, or is it just hearsay?
We know that the employee made the mistake.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. That's fine.
Yes.
Everybody makes mistakes for George.
It's human error.
Thank you.
Okay. No, I understand.
Okay. So unless you have any other questions about the two applications, Mr. Moore described the proposed ordinance that we would like to introduce today. Again, this is just an introduction. It will go through the normal public hearing process whereby we could consider any of the items that were up for discussion, including should we charge the applicant for additional expense that it will cost for reissuing any of the notifications. I can describe the ordinance, or we can simply read the short title.
Why don't you read the short title, and then we move.
Okay.
Wasn't in the packet, was it?
It was not in the packet, no.
It seems appropriate that we
Would you read the ordinance in, please?
Yes.
I wouldn't mind looking at it before we introduce it.
Okay. I'll read the synopsis, and then we'll provide copies. There are no copies at your desk, correct?
No.
I'm sorry for that. Okay. This is a synopsis. This ordinance amends Sussex County Code, Chapter 115, Section 216D and F, to provide, in the event an applicant fails to appear or fails to withdraw its application in accordance with the code, for reasons beyond the applicant's control, if the failure to appear occurred before the Planning and Zoning Commission, or if the failure to appear occurred before the Sussex County Council, Planning and Zoning Commission, or the County Council, as applicable, shall have the discretion to reconsider the application upon an affirmative vote of that body following the applicant's submission of a petition for reconsideration within 15 days of the public hearing. The reconsideration petition will contain facts sufficient to demonstrate the failure to appear was beyond the applicant's control. Upon affirmative vote to reconsider the application, the public hearing will be rescheduled. So that's a synopsis. I didn't realize that you didn't have copies of the ordinance. I can have copies made, and we can return to this if you'd like.
That'd be fine. You have to make some copies, and we'll just return that back on the agenda later on today.
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you.
The last item, did I make it under 10:30?
You're close.
Close. Last item, County Administrator's Report for December 2nd, 2014. Item number one, a reminder that the annual Caroling on the Circle program will take place on Monday, December 8th at 6:30 p.m. in front of the Sussex County Courthouse. This is a free event sponsored by the Sussex County Council each year. Everyone is welcome and encouraged to attend and to bring a food item for the less fortunate. Hot chocolate and cookies will be served at the Georgetown Fire Hall after the program. The Pack the Pod campaign will remain in full swing until the end of December. Item number two, Sussex County offices will close for a two-hour period this Friday, December 5th, to allow employees to attend the annual Mildred King Luncheon. County offices will close from 11 to 1 on that date. Members of the public with business to conduct are asked to plan accordingly. County offices will reopen promptly at 1 p.m. Item number three, per the attached engineering department fact sheet, Forest Landing remainder of Phase 2D received substantial completion effective November 17, 2014. And finally, it is with sadness that we inform you Pensioner William Bill Sigmund Jr. passed away on Friday, November 28, 2014. Mr. Sigmund worked as a utility construction tech 3 in the engineering department. He was employed with the county for 22 years from September 1984 until his retirement in October 2006. A memorial service will be held on Thursday, December 4th at the Chapel of Shorts Funeral Services, 416 Federal Street, Milton, where friends may call at 12:30 and services will begin at 1. In lieu of flowers, memorial contributions may be made to the Delaware Hospice Center, 100 Patriots Way, Milford, or any local SBCA. We'd like to express our condolences to the Sigmund family. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Well, it's now we've passed 10:30, so we're going to go over old business and go to our 10:30 scheduled public hearings. Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. I'll read the rules of procedure for County Council zoning hearings. When Council holds public hearings on zoning applications, they are legislative hearings because Council uses the information obtained.